Mishnah Yud, even once somebody is part of a group for a Korban Pesach, he's allowed to change groups up until the stage where the Korban has actually been slaughtered. However, this is only the case if the group which he is joining always had members as part of that group. There was never a moment where there were no members of that group. And so the Mishnah says that Shtei Chavurish and Isarv Pescheyen, if there are two groups who have two different Korbanos Pesach, and they get mixed up and they're not sure which Korban Pesach belongs to which group. So one possible solution which I might have thought of would be that each group should take one animal, and since you're anyway allowed to change groups, so they should make a condition. They should say, if this Korban Pesach was ours all along, if it's really ours, then fantastic. But if this is really the other group's Korban Pesach, then we are now joining that other group, being part of their Korban, and the other group would say exactly the same thing. Now the reason why that solution would not work is because it would come out that there was a moment where there was nobody who was part of the group. Because if all of the members of the group say that we're now joining the other group, so the regional Korban Pesach now has no owners. There's nobody who's part of that group, until the point where the other group will join and change to be part of that Korban Pesach. But by that time, it's already too late. So what is the real solution? Says the Mishnah, Elu Moishchin Lohen Echad. The members of group 1, let's say, they pull one of the animals towards them. They take one of the Korbanos Pesach, Elu Moishchin Lohen Echad, and the other group also takes the other animal. And then, Echad Me'elu Bola Eitzel Elu, one member of group 1 joins group 2, the Echad Me'elu, and one member of group 2, Bola Eitzel Elu, joins group 1. So let's say you've got 10 people in group 1, 10 people in group 2, one member of group 1 joins group 2, and one member of group 2 joins group 1. And then, V'kachim Omrim, then the 9 members of either group says to the one member who is now joining them, if this Korban Pesach which we just took is really ours, then your hands are being pulled from your group, and you're now appointing yourself as part of our group. Meaning, you're now changing groups to be part of our group. And if this animal is really your Korban Pesach, it's part of your original group, then your deinu meshuchis mishelanu b'nimneinu al shelach. Then we are now pointing ourselves on your Korban Pesach. We're joining your group. And this is a good solution because only 9 of the members of the group said that. So one of the members remained as part of the original group. So there's never a moment where either of the Korbanos Pesach has no owner at all. Continues the Mishnah, v'chein chomish chavurish shel chamish l'chamisha. The same would apply if you have 5 groups of 5 members each. Or if you have, let's say, 10 members, 10 groups, with at least 10 members each. So, they would pull one member of each group to be part of the new group. And they would say the same formula as the Mishnah described above. Meaning, you would have to have new groups where every group has at least one member of all of the original groups. So, let's say you had group 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and each of those groups had 5 people. You now need to make 5 new groups where each group would have one member from group 1, one member from group 2, one member from group 3, 4, and 5. And then you would say the same formula as the Mishnah described above, and that way you would make sure that there was never a time where there was no member at all on one of the Korbanos.